Alleluia. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another wonderful day of your love. Thank you, your love is settled, it's sound, it's beautiful, it's got everything pertaining of life and godliness, Lord. So we just thank you for another day of being encouraged, being enlightened, and being motivated. So bless this word to us and this day to us experiencing your love in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 24, verse 3 to 8. Tell us, they said, when will this happen and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of birth pains.
Hallelujah. You know, if we just think of the end part here, he says, all these things are the beginning of birth pains. Now, what is birth pains about? Birth pains is about, you know, is something beautiful that's got to come out, that's got to be manifest. And Jesus puts it this way as well. He says, a little while I won't be with you, but then a little while I will be with you. And then they were pondering, and the disciples, and saying, what are you saying when you said that? And then he said in that, he just clarified, when something good is coming into the world, you're all happy. But before that happened, the sadness. And this is Jesus talking about his 3 days and three nights that he was away from them, and they were all perturbed. But then he came and he said, lo, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Now go out and make disciples. But then first just wait till you receive the power of the Holy Spirit. So what we can see here, guys, is the sign of the times. He says, the sign of the times is for evil people. When you look at around you, and you look at the wars, and you look at the desolation, and you look at at what's going on in government and everywhere, you despair. You think, it's horrible. There's no answers. What is going on? But that is a time to lift up your eyes from which your help comes. That's a time to look to God. And then the sign that you're looking for is the sign of Jonah. Because the sign of Jonah said that he will be 3 days paying the price, sorting out everything for us, and then he will be raised. So that's what we've got to take hold of. And so here Jesus is talking about the reality of his goodness coming upon his disciples as born-again, spirit-filled believers that would later on turn the world upside down by their lives. And so it speaks to us, guys, as well. Don't get caught up in all the deception out there. Turn to the Lord at all times and ask for light for the darkness, blessings for the curses, answers for the problems, because that's what it is. That is what it means to be an ambassador and to be a child walking in the footsteps of Jesus. You are to walk in the good things, the right things, experiencing the fruit of the Spirit, and you experience that by always getting answers from the Lord. You are never tested beyond what you can handle. And when you are tested, he is there to show you the way of escape. So what is the testing and the squeezings and the cares of this world and the signs of the times for? Just to keep you looking to the Lord, listening to the Lord, walking with the Lord. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. You're in this world, but not of this world. You are a part of the family in the kingdom with every spiritual blessing to arise and shine, for your light has come. Amen.
Amen.